Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey everyone, podcast time, podcast time.
G'day everyone. G'day.
Podcast. Tonight was funsies.
Yeah, totally. First date Friday, by the way.
Or date review Monday.
Or date review Monday.
We've had our
It evolves.
We've had our resolution, which, you know, you'll hear it. You'll have your own opinion.
Yeah,
on
we're gonna change it up a bit. I'm fed up. Sorry.
You'll hear why we're angry.
But
right now, I'm a wanker. Hear why.
Let's go, baby.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So, Rowan, as you know, I've been filming The Masked Singer recently.
Yes.
You know, 3 weeks of every second day, 12 hours,
From
pick up to drop off. And it's been very intense, right?
Yeah.
And it's been the most intense, filming I've ever done. And I think, unfortunately, from this filming session, I've become a bit of a wanker.
Right.
Now, you may think it's because I get everything. I know I text someone, Ryan, my minder, and I say,
there's your first one. You have a minder.
It actually isn't.
I'm surprised you've given him a first name, to be honest.
No, Ryan's my friend outside of work, and then we happen to work together, so we're very excited.
You met him
Ryan as
he was minding you. He's quite funny, actually, Ryan.
No, Ryan's hilarious. No, I met Ryan before. I met Ryan.
Okay.
Just through friends of friends.
Great.
So I have someone that I can take, I can go, Rai, I want a four sugar Coke. And he comes with a Coke and a metal straw.
Yep.
I go, Rai, I don't like the food today. Can you bring me some chicken thigh?
Chicken thigh?
Or I go, Rai, can you fill my water bottle, please, with cold water?
That's my worst job ever.
No, but I actually don't ask for much. It's just because we're very busy and we're running around
Yeah, no, of course.
I don't abuse it.
I don't know about that. Sounds like you might.
Well, so much they bought Rai and Cass, who are our two.
You have two minders.
Yeah.
Well, this is getting juicier and juicier.
They bought me, Chrissy, Husey and Mel all cupcakes on the last day to say love you. So we weren't that awful. Obviously.
Out of their own money?
Out of their own money. So,
wow, TV runner salary.
That isn't the reason why I'm a wanker. I've realised something.
You can just add.
I realised it on the last night.
Okay.
I was talking to Husey.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, whatever makes good television.
Whatever makes good television. Yeah, it sounds about right though.
And I kind of caught myself and I thought, hang on, why have you called it television?
Yeah, it's the telly. Oh, I see. Hang on, now I see.
Because
you call it television.
And I realise that when I'm on set, I say television because I think it gives some sort of weight to what I'm saying and I believe it gives some sort of like gravitas to what I'm saying, right?
What does gravitas mean?
Gravitas is like some weight, basically, like some gravity.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I don't really know.
Okay.
But I feel like it's become an issue where I have become a wanker. I've noticed I've been saying it since Love Island After Party.
Are you saying television
as
well?
We're on television. Oh, yeah, it's great. And then I'll say the Logies, oh, it's great television. How would I know?
I think the bigger wanker thing is the minder vibe.
Well, having a minder.
Yeah. They're saying you have a minder.
But it's actually a talent coordinator.
I know that they're talent coordinator, but their job is to just be your minder.
No, I think it's a wankier thing to say television every time someone speaks to you from television. Oh, she speaks to me, I try to sound like I'm more intelligent, so I go, oh yeah, television. Oh God, it's great television, isn't it? Like, oh, or it's this one. Oh, he's great TV talent, isn't he?
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, that takes
a great talent. Oh, great God, talent. He's good talent.
Actually, yeah, they say that on radio a lot.
God is good talent.
That word's triggering
Such
for me.
Such good talent.
Very triggering.
So that's it's a very, very television thing as well.
Actually, can I be honest? Because I'm in the radio, I don't normally go to gigs unless the ticket's free. Yeah, that's a wanker vibe.
I'm also a wanker
as well.
Yeah. So I thought I'd ask everyone, when did you realise you were a wanker?
So for me, it would be like 5 seconds ago.
When you realise you don't go to gigs unless you had a free ticket. Mine was both television and talent.
Television
and talent.
What do
you say or do that makes you a wanker and you've realised it? You know what? You can embrace it.
So you could be saying, oh, they'd be great on TV. They'd be good on the telly. But instead
great
you say,
television.
That's great television. They'd be awesome TV talent.
131060, when did you realise you were a wanker?
Hot Nights Podcast.
You wanker.
Wanker.
Oh, he's an absolute wanker.
You.
So I've realised that I'm an absolute wanker because I say the word television instead of TV or I say talent. So I'll say TV talent.
Yeah.
Or I'll just say talent. So, for example, I'll say, oh, God, that guy has such good talent, though.
So like just for context, in layman's, that means she's been hanging out with too many, like, industry TV wankers.
Or I'll say television. Like, oh, that was great television.
We say that makes great radio is whatever all the radio wankers say. That, you know, makes great, you know, tears get ticks. Ticks in the books, great ratings. That makes great radio.
Makes great
Shut
radio.
Up. It's
but
good,
at least radio is a normal word. Saying that makes great TV is, I think, a bit different saying makes great television. Great television
makes
a bit more embarrassing.
Great television.
Great television because everyone that I hang around with has been in the industry for 30 years.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, maybe you respect me if I say television. So I asked everyone, when did you realise you're a wanker? Because I realised at the Masked Singer grand finale.
Yeah. Georgia.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
So, I'm a beauty therapist, studied, took my diploma, and I do laser hair removal. Instead of saying I'm a beauty therapist or a laser therapist, I say I'm a laser technician.
I think you have a big
claim to it, Georgia. I think you really are one.
Totally.
But I think, see, this is where we go with Abby. I think you are one. You're valid to say it, but I think it does make you a bit of a wanker.
Because the thing is, we're not lying.
No, not lying.
We're not trying to do it, but then you realise, oh, I'm a laser therapist, right?
Yeah, that's
Instead
exactly right.
Instead of just
right.
saying, you know, I do laser. People would understand the same way. If I said, oh, like, they're really good on TV, people would understand. But instead I say, their talent.
Yeah. Laura.
That's not good.
Laura, when did you realise you were a wanker?
I started working in real estate and I'm not an agent and I don't own property, but I talk about the state of the market.
That would have been you three or four years ago. Right?
To be fair, I had a degree in property.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To be fair, but me vibes being like, yeah.
The state of the, surely
the market's bottoming out.
Bottoming
what
out.
Does that mean?
You
that
had is- a few more buzzwords, Laura. I think you've cut us short there. What else have you got?
I don't know. What do you mean?
What about you're the real estate bottoming out, state of the market.
State of the market. Peaks and troughs.
It's a buyer's market, it's a seller's market.
There you go.
Oh, it's
that's,
a buyer's
that's
market.
That's a fantastic
it's
one.
Such a buyer's market at the moment.
Okay.
What?
So it's and it's also like Subway. I mean, I love Subway so much, but sandwich artist? Are you still a wanker then?
I think you aren't a wanker because isn't that ironic?
I think it's also true. Yeah, I think it's also true.
Artist vibes.
Yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I mean, something's happened.
What's happened?
Something really tragic has happened. So, not tragic, just embarrassing. So, not for me, but for the Manly Sea Eagles.
Oh, yes. I've read about this a little bit. Yes.
Basically, as many as 7 Sea Eagles players may stand down in kind of a mini pathetic protest against wearing a pride jersey.
Oh, no.
And let me just point out, now, when you imagine a pride jersey, I mean, first of all, it doesn't really matter how much rainbow there is, right? But let's just clarify that the pride jersey is just a normal Sea Eagles jersey.
Yep.
And it has 4 stripes of maybe less than a centimetre wide rainbows. graphic design vibes.
Oh yes, I got the photo here. Yeah. By the way, it is full maroon. Like it looks exactly the same. Big old eagle on it.
There are charities on there like Gotcha for Life. There's the Telstra NRL Telstra membership. There's Shaw and Partners, I think, is a lawyers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Points Bet on there as well.
Points Bet, interesting.
Major sponsors.
You know, there's also all that classic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's the Four Pines Stadium they play in.
Yep, yep. By the way, this jersey, I can say that all, like a lot of the AFL teams, they all have a pride jersey. Like a lot of them, I think.
Do they?
I think most of them do. I know that St Kilda has a great one, Go Saints. I know the Swans have it all the time.
So AFL have it a lot. I've been to a Swans pride game, my first game I ever went to.
Those games are great.
Life. Best day of my life. We should go to AFL together,
best
actually.
Best day of my life.
We should go to the AFL.
Done, we'll make it work. Anyway, that's off. But they normally do the full flag and the stripes. These on the Manly jersey, it is like a stylized animated.
Yes.
I wouldn't even say it's a pride flag.
I would say it's a rainbow.
I actually would say, unless you said it's for pride round, people would go, oh, why are the colours on the jersey? I don't even think it represents, I mean, the rainbow does, but I think it could have done a much better job. I'm saying for instance, the Sydney Swans, basically, I know it's different codes, whatever, still pride, right? It's like bottom is red, top is white, and they have a kind of like a V, but that V, it's full colour pride. So it's very obvious it's for pride round.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And it's the pride flag.
I actually think this is worse. I think this is like they're trying to sneak it in.
Well, this is the thing.
I saw this before we started talking and I actually don't like it anymore.
We don't like the jersey anymore.
Well, I think they could have done a better job.
I don't know. I think, you know, any kind of pride, I would have liked, you know, like, maybe love is love across it, or like LGBTQIA+ allies or something.
Yeah, I don't know if any of the teams do like slogans.
I feel like they should. I don't like Mardi Gras sponsor or something. I don't know, like something. Like surely there's like something. Like,
totally.
Sponsor Mardi Gras. Give some money to the LGBTQIA+ absolutely. Community. Give me something. But they've just been absolute like, It's kind of, you know what it is? It's just embarrassing for them. Like, sorry that you are so weak and so fragile that you can't handle having a strip of rainbow across your chest and on your neck to support communities who aren't included most of the time. Sorry that you have to go out of your way to wear a normal jersey that you're being provided that has a bit of rainbow on it just so you can include the LGBTQIA+ community. Sorry that you're so homophobic. You're so homophobic.
So a few players in the team are going to, hang on, sorry, am I good? Seven? Yeah, seven players
in the team.
Due to religious beliefs, stand down and they're having, you know, I think they're having emergency meetings and stuff. Like, are they just going to...
Emergency.
Whoop. Like it's a bad thing. So are they just going to like, why don't they just stand them down and they'll lose?
I mean, stand them down. I can't say this on radio, but just stand them down. is my thoughts. Matt Bungard, is that his name? Mac Bungard?
I'm not great with...
He wrote something that was really perfect, really. He said, I don't want to hear one single thing about respecting other people's opinions or using religion as a crutch to hide behind while being homophobic.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No issues playing at a stadium covered in alcohol or gambling sponsors, which is also a sin. What a joke.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. Wow.
Yes, Matt.
That's one of the best. How's that? I've heard in a while.
What a great take. Amazing. Well, basically, if you're a Sea Eagles player who isn't going to play because of a little rainbow on your shirt, you're embarrassing and you're weak. So see ya.
So see ya later. Yep, I agree.
Don't be homophobic in this day and age. Get a grip.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So, Splendour in the Grass, or more appropriately coined Splendour in the Mud, which...
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course. Well, no, do not speak.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, this would be good. This would be really good. Yes.
You might be about to say this, actually, but.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People on TikTok, and I don't want to be that person who says young people, but young people on TikTok are saying Splendour in the Mud like it's some revolutionary thing that they've made up.
It's been that forever.
Guys, it rains every single year. We haven't had it for 2 years, but I'm telling you, it's always been splendor in the grass, splendor in the mud. That's all I'm saying. It's all it's been. The entire time I've grown up, it's been splendor in the mud because it rains every year because it's winter in Byron Bay.
And everyone has said, everyone would have seen the mud. Everyone's going, oh, I can't believe it. And a few people are saying, oh, it's like the new Fyre Fest. Can't wait for the documentary. Guys, there's a big difference between making up a festival and then people turning up and them going, oh, shit, than actually having a festival and there being bad weather.
That has run well for decades.
Decades, right?
And that is one of the best festivals in Australia.
But yes.
It is wet. And there was a lot of rain. There was more rain than usual, totally.
Yeah.
And it was extra sludgy.
Yep.
But the thing is, like all these things people are complaining about, they haven't been to Splendor before because it's all things that have happened. When you have 50,000 people in a campground, it's going to happen.
So I was driving down there as Friday got cancelled, which is like, you know, a shame.
Sad, so sad for the artists. I'm so sad for the artists.
And to be honest, I really wanted to see Youngblood. I really wanted to see Baker Boy. Obviously, wanted to see the Gorillaz. I reckon Friday night was my night. Anyway, that's fine. We had a house also, which was good.
Thanks. And also, you know what's funny? What? People used to make fun of those who got houses.
Nah, not this year.
Not this year.
So the mud was obviously bad, right? But what I'd heard. Because I was talking to a few people who run festivals, not Splendor, but other ones, right? That it was the weather system that was coming in, right? And you'd have to correct me if I'm wrong, don't quote me this, but I'm pretty sure if it gets to 70Ks, it's like illegal. So huge fines and it's really, really unsafe. Wow. Especially with that mud. If someone fell over, no one would know in the mud.
If someone like you fell over.
Oh, yeah.
Were like, Rowan's coming.
Yeah. Shut it down, right?
You missed it last time. I fell down a pee
hole. I fell down a pee hole.
It was covered in wee. It was great. So Rowan was the highest risk for falling over.
So it was floating around 60Ks and they just couldn't risk it. So that's a shut it. I mean, I'll be honest. I had a lot of fun. I had gumboots.
I really hate to be like a 27-year-old being like these young kids, but I think that all the issues people had about Splendor and claiming that it was Fyre Festival, there are things like, oh, we couldn't get out of there for 3 hours. Yeah, that's why people camp. That's what happens every year. That's a normal thing to happen with 50,000 people and Byron Bay's infrastructure and their roads aren't made for 50,000 people to come in and out of Byron. Sorry.
Here's something as well.
As a local.
There was rumours flying around, and this is allegedly, but like because of the Friday, and places like Splendor really run off volunteers. So volunteers get a camping spot and they also get a ticket. And I'm hearing rumours that a lot of volunteers on the Friday, which I'll be honest, I probably would have done as well if I was a volunteer, said, no, thank you. They said, we're not going to camp in that. Seeing all the footage, like, nope. So I think the festival was without a lot of volunteers, which might have made it harder for things. It was like long lines and then the mud made it hard. It was a lesson in attitude and it was fun.
Yes, it was. Did you have as much fun? It was obviously less fun with the mud.
Yes, because the only thing was you couldn't just bounce between stages. It was hard.
Right.
Where you could just go, see this. It was like, yeah, my legs were so sore just wading through the mud.
How are your joints?
Yeah, they were right. Joints were fine.
I don't know if they were. I think before you complaining about your hips being sore.
Yeah, my hips were sore.
Because you're 30 going to a festival now. I think that's what happened, to be honest.
Can I be honest? I think there was more 30-year-olds than there were 20-year-olds.
Because no one's been to a festival in 3 years and like, you know, we know what's going on.
I had a lot of fun, though. I went to this wicked party on the Saturday, which was also, wasn't it the one that everyone said the Hemsworths were going to be at? Did you see that? Wasn't it that one?
No, the Hemsworth had a party.
No, I don't think they would have even known about the party. There was rumours they were going to go to this one. There's always pre-parties on the Saturday. Nana Judy do a big one, and there was all these rumours.
At Angus's house?
Yes, I think so. Angus Stone's place. So there's always rumours that the Hemsworths are coming, but I think the communication was crossed, and anyway, they didn't turn up, and they were like, we have celebrities, like, blah, from blah, that, you know. If the Hemsworths are A, these are F, you know, so it was whatever. I went to Wicked One of them, thanks to Live Nation. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jackie. My shout out there.
Love you, Live Nation.
Love you, Jackie. I went to a house with a toilet. There's a toilet and you press a special button downstairs. Disco Dungeon. Disco Dungeon!
What do you mean?
So there was like this wicked like outhouse and you walk into it and then I was like, this is a really nice toilet. I walked out and I was there, my manager, Bennis. Bennis was like, oh, have you seen the disco dungeon downstairs? I said, oh, no, I was just in the toilet. Did you mean it over there? He goes, come with me. Moved the frame, pressed a button, kicked the bottom of the door, down this spiral staircase, disco floor, like recording studio area, fully soundproof. This house had a Japanese bathhouse. I'm telling you, Live Nation, they hooked it up. Like, thank you, Live Nation, again. Yes, that is a national plug, don't care. Thank you, Live Nation. Anyway, that's probably my highlight. But wait till you see this house, Abs. Oh, my God.
Send me photos.
Anyway.
So I want to ask you all, because we want to get a full understanding of how Splendor was, because to be honest, festivals, not for me, babes, not for me. But I'm glad some people had fun. I'm glad people persevered despite the weather. And also, like, maybe go off your phones for a bit, you know? God, I sound so old.
Reception wasn't good. Also, if you were on TikTok, you're doing it. If you were fishing for views and you're at Splendor, you were getting them.
If you were doing a daily vlog at Splendor, it was like millions. And I was searching Splendor in the Grass 2022, and I was like, ooh.
All right, 131060, we want to know how was your Splendor? There he is. It's as simple as that. How was your Splendor? Let us know. We'll take your calls.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Babes, Splendor was on the weekend. You went. You had a good time despite the weather.
Yep, loved it. Loved it. Yep. Lesson in resilience and attitude and fun and, you know, all that stuff. You know, you could have had a bad time, but there's a lot of people there having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was ideal. But it certainly wasn't. It wasn't really out of character for Splendor, let's be honest.
Always rains.
It rains every year. It's always been Splendor in the mud, guys. You're not funny for thinking that on TikTok.
No.
It's always been Splendor in the mud.
We asked you was your TikTok. Hello to you, Michaela. How was it?
How was your TikTok?
How was your Splendor on TikTok? Damn it.
Hi, Michaela. It was okay until we got to about Saturday night. We were waiting for buses. My friends and I all left about 30 minutes before the strokes ended. And we were in line until about 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So we started lining up at 11:30 and then we were in the line till 4 a.m. Luckily enough, my dad's actually a police officer who was working on site.
Right.
He actually pulled us out of the line, threw us in the back of a paddy wagon, drove us to police headquarters, and then we left on a bus with all the police officers clocking off for the night at 5 a.m.
Oh, it's still late, isn't it?
It was so late. We ended up getting home about 6 a.m.
Oh, and you got a hookup too. That's a shame. That's not good.
You still got a Sunday?
This was Saturday night.
What about Sunday?
Did you still go to Sunday?
I actually didn't go Saturday night. My friends decided to buy a parking pass. They could drive in and drive out. That actually worked a lot better than the buses.
Oh,
but
totally.
I chose not to go because I was so exhausted.
Oh, absolutely.
No, traumatised.
Yeah, but
You know, I mean, it's all a bit of fun, isn't it? It's what being young is for.
Yeah. Where were you in the line when you got there, though?
We were about 200 metres from the exit sign.
Oh, okay.
And you moved about half a step every 20 minutes.
Oh, jeez. All right. Will you go back, Michaela?
I think we would go back. Maybe not if it's heaps of raining and heaps of mud, but I would definitely go back again.
See, listen to Michaela. See that? It's less of an attitude. She has the right attitude out of me.
Bit of fun.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Rage.
That's the f***ing issue.
What?
I am absolutely raging, and I haven't been raging in a little while. I've got my weird half Scottish accent on because I'm actually done with this. Okay, here's something that I've actually been angry about probably my entire life, but especially recently because of the rain. Okay, so how annoying is it when people, aka delivery companies, couriers, won't just leave the package at your front door. Leave it at the front door or we have to sign for it. Okay. But also, when I am home, you don't even buzz my little buzzer. You pretend to buzz my buzzer. You actually make a joke of me. You make a fool of me and you pretend to buzz a buzzer
pretend.
And then leave a little note. And then I'm actually a bit too busy to go and retrieve the package that you didn't even pretend. You didn't even try. You didn't even try to give it to me. You simply, they're not going to be home, so I'm going to put it in her letterbox. Okay, first and foremost, get wrecked. Second of all, then when you have to go and pick up the package, I understand if it was like you literally cannot get this package unless you are the person. I get it. I've had expensive things come, you know. I have things that I'm like, I actually wouldn't want someone to steal that. But I get someone to go and pick it up for me and all I have to do is sign it and saying, tick, tick, Someone can get it for me. How could someone not forge that? How could there not be a forgery? Are you doing some descript analysis of signature? Are you scanning my signature through a machine and making sure that it's aligned? No, you're not. No. You're actually not, are you?
No.
You're actually not.
No.
So all you're really doing, I've had four packages be sent back in the last month.
Four?
Because I've been away, or I've been, you know, not feeling well, or I've been doing work, I've been filming, and they all get sent back, and I call them and I go, excuse me, where is my package? Oh, we can't find it. The next week, oh, it's actually back in America.
Oh, that's okay? Bad. That's bad for
So it. Why did you come one time and pretend to give it to me and then give me a silly little note? For what? For what? Like, so that I can go, oh, it was so close. And all I think about is missed opportunities. All I think about is the fact that if you'd buzzed, someone would have been home. Someone's always home.
Is there, you got proof about the buzzing? The non-buzzing, the pretending buzz?
I don't need proof.
It's
a feeling. Okay. It's actually a feeling, Rowan. And the amount of times this has happened. Also, no one has ever stolen a package from me. Ever. And I'm telling you, I have piles of things sent from PR agencies. I don't ask for, by the way. It's a whole other issue.
It's a whole other issue, guys.
Piles that are up to my hips. And no one's ever stolen anything. So actually, just leave it at my front. Oh, we can't. You can't. You sign for it. You've got to sign for it. But I never sign for it. I've never actually been home. And when I am home, there was a time where I was home for a long, long period of time. Or Conrad was there. My PA was there, guaranteed, because Marco was alive still and he couldn't be left alone.
Oh,
there
was
always someone
there
at home. And we couldn't reach you. You could, though. And also, interesting, if you'd open the door and Comrade was there, he wouldn't be allowed to sign for it. But if I ticked a box, quote-unquote, saying, oh, he can go get it. He can go get it from the post office. Or he can drive half an hour to Botany, which, by the way, everyone is very far away from my house. Half an hour to the little location facility.
The depot.
To the depot and go, hello, my girlfriend said that I could pick this up.
Oh,
okay, can you? Oh, has she signed it? Yes. They have no idea who signed it.
I
could just put a little love heart there. They wouldn't notice.
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
I'm actually sick of collection letters. How about you just leave it there? Because I just want it near me. I just want it. I've ordered it for a reason and I want it because I'm actually a lampshade.
Oh, no.
A Nutribullet.
Oh.
Makeup. Hair stuff, things that I need for like certain like undies and bras that I've needed for television that haven't come.
Oh,
they have come. Hang on. But where are they, Rowan?
They're over at the
depot.
The depot.
They're at the depot. And that's why I got a PO box now. But son, we can't send to a PO box.
Why? Isn't that the whole point?
We can't send to a PO box, but we can leave at the post office. What do you mean?
Isn't the post office like a big PO box?
Yes. Hot Nights Podcast. Channel 10 had this new show called Hunted.
Looks sick.
It looks really good. I'm trying to find time to watch it, but it looks so fun. Basically, there's a $100,000 prize.
Yep.
And you have to last 21 days without being captured by, what are they called?
I didn't know it was that long. Intelligence officers.
It's a long time. And you have no money, I don't think. You have to try and find a way to fly under the radar to not be caught. It looks really good.
So good.
And obviously contestants are going to extreme lengths.
I wouldn't laugh. I don't think I'd last.
Wouldn't you?
I would like to believe I would last. I would like to believe I'd be good at it. But these people would always be, I just know that they're professionals. Like, I'd be like, well, I'd have to do blah, 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 and I'd be sweet. But I would think like, every other idiot, and they'd be like, we've seen this 100 times. We know where he's going. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got to be really creative. Maybe like, well, for example, one of the contestants dressed up as a nonna.
Oh.
So has gotten into a little like,
oh, yeah,
a little black stockings, black shoes. They put on, I think it's a black veil. No wig though, just a black veil. It just looks like a 30-something-year-old man in like a op shop dress.
It's like Daddy Lakey.
With a veil on. I mean, there's not even a wig. Get a wig from a party shop.
Surely.
They've thought that's what has helped them hide. I mean, they're still in the game. So actually, I could be eating my words here. They could win some money.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's a bit, I mean, so I don't think it was very smart, but I know what I would do.
Oh, okay. Go. What is it?
So I was thinking, who do people not want to go near? Cops. But it's illegal to impersonate a cop.
Yeah, that, I was going to say, that's
so flaws. I would impersonate, I would steal a high-vis jacket and wear a white button-up.
High-vis jacket.
Belt. Let me, a high-vis vest,
yeah.
A white button-up, a black cheap belt, some Lowe's pants, and some rock shoes to be a parking inspector. I would walk around being a parking inspector, and I would wear a little wig. I would wear a little wig.
I just think that with the high vis, you'll stand out like, and slowly too, with your phone, like doing these ones, trying to take photos of the signs just to prove it. They go, that's 100% Chatfield.
No, I don't think they would. I don't think they would think it was 100% Chatfield at all. I would be a parking inspector because no one wants to come near me. Everyone would be running away from me. Everyone's running to get their cars. They're more focused on getting in their cars than they are the parking inspector.
Yeah.
No one wants to be around a parking inspector.
I would run.
And I was about to say, we love what you do. We actually don't. So.
No, we don't. I would run straight to the local, either it be 7-Eleven or Coles or Woolies or whatever. Your boy would be taking all the cash he was given. Because I think you get like an allowance, right? I'd be swapping them for Visa gift cards. Untraceable. I'd be getting a burner phone. I'd be getting the burner. I'd be getting the $40 phone from Woolies or Coles or whatever.
Why don't you just pay with cash?
That's what I'm saying. You pay with the cash, get the cards, get
the
cards.
Why need the cards? Why can't you just pay with cash the whole way?
Is it just cash? I don't know. Okay, mate. Well, if it's cash, just pay for the phone with cash.
Yeah. Yeah, but even if you get like a debit card,
if they give you a get exactly
right.
You've just got
to
step ahead.
Burn a phone, and then what do you dress as?
You'd have to grab some stuff. You'd have to grab one of those survey sunnies. At least you'd start there. Then
mate,
you'd go for one of those
survey slime trucker trail.
Oh, the slime trail! I didn't think of the slime trail. Bag of sand for behind me for the slime trail. That's not more obvious. And then I'd jump in a car. I'd probably get the boys all be in black vans, like in a car park. In a dead zone. No cameras. Decoy cars. They go, I know he's in a black car, but which one? They don't know. All of a sudden, the trail is dispersing.
Do you think your boys
then I'd go off the grid. I'd go off the grid, mate.
Where would you go?
The grid. I'd go off it. I'd go off the grid.
I'd go to the I'm a Celeb campsite and just hide out there because it's private property.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for the movie game.
Oh, the movie boy is here.
It's moving around.
Licking his wounds from his last loss.
I've had two in a row now.
Two in a row, babe. But you know what? If you win this one, you're back to movie man. If you lose this one, you're movie baby. So watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out. Here's what happens, everyone. Because Rowan claims to know so much about movies, he's the movie man, movie man, movie man. What?
Movie man.
Get out the way.
Get out the way.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Movie man, get out the way. I read out vague plots to movies to see if I can learn something and if Rowan can test his knowledge. Basically, best of three, names as buzzers. And today we have...
Justin.
How you going?
Good.
Hi, Justin.
I'm ready to fight you in movies.
Let's go.
Movie fight.
Justin, do you think you can win?
I'm pretty good with movies. We'll see how we go.
Right. And what do they win if they win?
Hey, you get this awesome Hoyts Lux experience. Your next trip to the movie. Got a whole lot comfier at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au.
We love it. All right, let's start off. The lead singer of an iconic band defies stereotypes and convention to become one of history's most beloved entertainers.
Movie boy.
Yep.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Freddie Mercury.
Come on, Justin.
One of my favourite ever performers. Probably my favourite. Behind Jack Black. I don't know. Freddie Mercury. Bloody loved Bohemian Rhapsody. I watched it the other day.
Don't let him scare you, Justin.
Be scared. I'm feeling hot now. That was quick, too. I don't normally get him that quick, Justin.
That was one sentence and you got it.
That was quick, right? Mate.
Now, this next one I've actually never heard of, so I have no idea what it's about, so we'll see with each word that comes out of my mouth.
It's probably Star Wars, Justin. Just don't let that throw you off.
A historian and codebreaker has been searching his whole life for rumoured valuables dating back to the creation...
Movie boy. Okay. I think it's... Is it called National Treasure? Is that what it is? There we go. Nicolas Cage, baby. Justin, I actually will apologise because I don't think I've been faster.
That's the best he's been. And Justin, you got a bad one. You knew why? He's lost two in a row. He had fire in his belly.
I was ready to go, Justin.
He was ready to roll. Justin, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, brother.
You let me down as well, so.
No, you didn't. No. You were fun.
Justin, you know what? You did well, and the spirit was there.
Spirit's back on, Justin.
Love you, Justin.
All right, you want to play? Hey, we will play again. I'm back to the movie, man. Abs.
He's back.
Back to the movie, man. Loving this game.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Your first date?
How'd it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
Oh, first date Friday turns date review Monday. They grow up so fast, don't they?
They do. Did you guys do it?
So cute. Every Friday, we get one of the amazing listeners to call us up, tell us all about a date they had over the weekend. Then on Monday, we bribe them into coming back and having obligations to come and tell us all about it because we are what, Rowan?
Nosy. We pay them. We pay them. Whatever.
Absolutely. That's what we do. And last week was Tara. Hey, Tara.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good. So when we spoke to you last, you told us you've been talking for 2 or 3 months to this person and that for the first date, you were going to his house. Now, tell us all about it. How did it go?
Guys, it actually went so well. Yeah, no, no nightmare fuel for you.
We're gonna have to change this segment. We're after drama. But we also, we like the success. We do.
I'm happy for you. Happy. I'm not happy for me.
Yeah, we're happy for you.
And the thing that's like, Tara, if you were maybe altruistic, you would maybe be like, oh, like it would make Abby, Rowan, and producer Max happy for me to have a bad time, but it'd only make me happy to have a good time. So maybe I should have a bad time.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, I really did try to find an ick or something that would fuel the
Any potential icks? Anything you don't like early? Maybe, I know you're obviously so perfect, but is there anything that could potentially turn into an ick?
Look, guys, I really can't find anything. He had two towels. He had four pillows.
What type of towels?
Oh, they were nice Egyptian cotton.
Tell us all about it then. Okay, now I'm in a positive mindset.
Maybe that's a nick that he told you it was Egyptian cotton. It's like, all right.
I checked the tag.
Okay, tell us all about it.
So basically went over, we cooked dinner. He loved it, so big tick. We had a little bit of dessert, watched a movie, and, you know, the night just kind of flowed, and then next morning came round, and, yeah, it was good.
Did you stay over?
I stayed over.
Oh, wow. Cool. You said big, what did you say? Big, sorry, oh, sorry, I'm getting the total. Big tick.
So, so nothing interesting happened. Didn't snore. Didn't. I mean, I'm happy for you because it is nice having dates that are like everything was just nice, and you're your friends, and you're like, I'm not sure what to tell you. It was just nice. It is good to have that. But do you have anything for me at all? Like, I don't know.
I'm really sorry. I actually don't. He didn't even snore.
No. Did he play bad music? Did he have like? Do you have like a bad playlist? Maybe
we're really hunting here, aren't we?
There wasn't really time for music.
Put it this way, Tara. Yeah. I love Lucy to the ends of the earth, but sometimes, all the time, she's a little bit late. She's not good with time frames. That is annoying. Is there anything like that?
No. Sorry.
Great. Right. I just outed myself.
Enjoy your Lavender Farm wedding, wherever it is, you know, with your 100 closest friends and your smooth relationship.
Don't worry.
Thank you, Tara.
You know what? I'll come and maybe I'll create some drama.
Nothing will happen. Oh, we'll start kicking people in the shins, Abby.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Happy for you, Tara. Thanks for sharing your journey with us.
At Hot Nights with Abby, DM us if you're going on a date this weekend. Also DM us if you don't mind making drama and are open to going on a date.
Please.
If you go, hey, I'm prepared to lift the money a bit. if we get you to go and find a date? I don't know. We need tweaking. I'm thinking about
it. We need tweaking because I want some drama every week, and I feel like all we get is, oh, yeah, they were really nice. Okay,
which is good. It's kind of what we've set out to do. But as this has grown over the last 6 months, we are here to hear you say he sucks, she sucks, whatever. We want to know.
They suck. It doesn't matter who sucks. Doesn't matter. Just tell us something annoying about them, because I feel like it's also making me feel like when I was dating the wrong people because – everything. I always had a story.
Always had something.
Always something.
Egyptian cotton's nice, isn't it?
That's so nice.
That's so nice. All right, DM us at Hot Nights and Abby. We'll try again on Friday.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Both of them together. Huge.
Huge.
Create one big.
Okay, ready? I'm not into you. So.
So long, farewell.
Here you go.
Avidus and adieu. 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 To you and you and you. And you.
No, that was no. See, this is what you do. You're perfect at the start, and then you like, and for some reason you change your tone, and then you're completely off. Did you hear me when I went perfect? Keep going.
You try and do it from here. You try and do it from up here.
I'd be so good at it. I think I would be perfect at it.
You actually wouldn't. So that's sad.
I actually think I would be.
How about next time we do it, you go into a different room, you go into a quiet room with the Zoom and you try and do it.
Tie line, down the tie line, Max can panel.
Yeah. Let's set it up because I don't think you would be good at all.
I think I would
really hard. It's really hard to do. It's actually a skill.
Well, it's actually not that hard because I've been in radio for like better part of a decade and you've been in it for 3 seconds. So you know what? I reckon I'd be great at it.
So but it's not about being in radio. It's about keeping the beat and then having it in your ear.
I know
and going
how
a bit
it works.
Than being in
it's,
your ear.
It's like timing. It's like I get it. I'm also fabulous at everything I do when it involves this.
Oh.
Anyway, guys, the hotline's tomorrow and me trying out the thing, the bed, the goodbye song.
Oh, I thought you got a new bed. I was like, oh. New furniture. How was the couch, by the way?
Couch is so good. Oh, my God. I almost didn't come to work today.
We love it.
Anyway, bye, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Got it!